Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is Liam Dalton, and I'm just doing an intro because I can't remember when I said I would put the episodes up anymore, but this is going to be up on Sunday. And also just wanted to let you know, if you haven't signed up to my email list, please do. You can go onto my website, it's www.katieboylecomic.com, and straight away it will have a place where you can put your email and where you are based, because then I can send you the links to when I'm going to be in your city, or I can plan to go to your city. And so right now have LA, just confirming LA, but if you live in LA, please send me your email. I'll definitely be out there for a short spot, but I'm trying to book a room for my hour. If it's not going to be in August, it'll be soon, but aiming for August. And then I'm going to be in Minnesota, Minneapolis in August as well, and then I'll be in San Diego and Arizona with my friend co-headlining Tori Piskin, you guys know, so she's great. Also with the Minnesota one, I will be in Irish Festival, but I'm also going to be headlining on a Thursday by myself doing my new hours, so that'll be the show that I'd love to see you guys at if you can come out. And what was your thing? Where is the other place that's going? Oh, I'll be going to Ireland in October, so I'll hopefully be doing a show there if I have time. I'm trying to sort out a room because just going for a short trip. But if I haven't got your emails and you're based in Ireland, make sure to send me them and sign up to the email list. And then if you're in New York City, I'm going to be doing my new hour that I already ran, but now it's all like more polished and more jokes added to it, on the 31st of August in Union Hall. So the links again are in my link tree, but also if you just send me your email, it's just easier for me to send it to you when I get organized with all that. And then there was one other place, and I can't remember, but yeah, just definitely if you just send me. And then Chicago I'm looking at as well for autumn. Other than that, I love yous all, appreciate yous, and thank you so much for listening. If you get a chance to rate and review, that always helps. And then if you have any like advice you want the guests to go over, or anything you want me to ask the guests, let me know. You can DM me at Katie Boyle Comic too, or if there's any guests you want me to reach out to have on the podcast. And if you haven't yet, please listen to my stand-up album, I'll Do It Myself, it's called, and it's streaming everywhere. But other than that, enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. For the guests, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is Liam Dalton.
Hi.
And please sign to the Patreon as usual, patreon.com/theshiftpodcast, or listen to my album if you haven't.
Or else.
Tuna just came out of my mouth.
What? Tuna?
Yeah.
What?
You know, I ate a sandwich earlier, and as I was saying that, I felt it come out from my teeth.
Oh, man. Was it from the tea? What?
From my teeth.
No, I know, but you're drinking tea. I was like, how did tuna come out of that?
Anyway, please listen to I'll Do It Myself.
That's quite the intro.
Yeah, yeah. And Liam is first generation Irish. One of your parents from Ireland and your grandparents from Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad was born there, and my mom's mom was born there. And my mom's uncle, who raised me, was from there.
So Mullingar and Mayo?
Not Mullingar, right outside of Mullingar, Castletown, and yeah, Mayo.
You know Niall Horan's from Mullingar.
Yeah. There's a story that like my granny met him in a pub, and no one thinks it's true. We think she just thought someone else was him.
Oh, well, if she had went to the FLA, he was there at the FLA last year.
No, it was like in Castletown in there, like, neighborhood. But I think there's another guy who was, like, on The Voice, I think.
Yeah.
I think he won, like, the Irish Voice or the British Voice or something. And I don't know him either. But he's from that town.
Yeah.
And we think she met him and thought it was Niall Horan.
That's so funny. You're pretty granny.
I know. She's a nice lady.
And so you're 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you Gen Z? Did we figure this out?
I think I'm right at the cusp of, like, I could go either way. I could go millennial, Gen Z, whatever is more beneficial in that moment.
I think it's interesting to have, like, because you're the youngest guest we've probably had on.
Oh, nice. I'll take it.
And for a second, I thought that was my phone. Sorry, I got distracted. And I was like, oh, my God.
Were you checking the time?
Yeah. So how, like, because this was traditionally like a dating relationships podcast, but we also do like mental health, we just have the chat. But like for you as a 25-year-old, what is like dating life like? Did you always date online?
No, I don't do that at all.
Oh.
Like I've tried it from time to time for like 3 hours and then I just delete it. And I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not good. I'm better in person. I'm not good. Like, I joke about that, but, like, it's true. Like, I feel like everything is creepier when it's online. Mm. And I just always don't want to be, like, weird, even though I am. I never want to show my true self. No, but I just like it better in person. And I'm not fishing for anything specifically. I just want to let it flow. You know?
Let it flow. Let it flow while you bang the mic.
Just want to let it flow.
Yeah, because I was talking to my friend yesterday, and like we're like best friends, and sometimes I'll read her message and be like, "Oh my god, are you like mad at me?" And she's like, "No, not at all." And it's just that the way we use like exclamation marks different, or these little things. So like, I feel like you could even be like with your friends, people that you know, it's hard to read text message. So I can't even imagine. Like, I mean, I can't imagine because I did it, but I think that's the hard part about dating online is you don't know their tone.
Exactly.
And you're putting your own like version on that. You're making the story. You're making whatever they're saying like cute and charming, and then you meet up with them, and they're just like, "No, I just said I like planes."
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
Exactly. That's another thing. It's like I want to be myself, which is like mostly sarcastic, but it doesn't always translate. So I'm just like, this isn't for me.
Yeah. Do you say you're a comedian on it?
You don't date online. The like 2 day period that I was on it, I did, because I was like, I might as well promote like my Instagram while I'm here. And I know people who like, they'll get people from Tinder to come to their shows. I'm like, I would not want to do that.
I had that.
Unless I'm low on ticket sales.
Well, yeah. But they don't buy the ticket, and it's not like they bring friends.
Yeah, true.
I had one guy come from a Tinder date. This was like 7-8 years. This is a long time ago. This is before the podcast. So I don't know if I've told the story in the podcast, but if I have.
Leave her alone.
And you have deja vu. I probably told it like 4 years ago. But he came and he must have been like on drugs or something, like maybe on cocaine. He was very hyperactive. It was the old Old Man Hustle. Did you ever perform at the OG Old Man Hustle? That's before your time. So
before
old.
Time.
Isn't that so annoying when comics do that? Yeah, well, you're a baby.
Yeah, I've gotten the before your time a lot of times.
Yeah. It's so nice for me to be able to say it now. It's the only thing that's good about getting old.
That you get to sun people?
Yeah.
I'm better than you.
You don't remember when we had to perform for a room that would only fit 8 people maximum? You missed out, pal.
No, I just performed for bigger rooms with just 8 people in there, so it's even worse.
Yeah, no, the Old Man Hustle, it was great. Do you know what it was great for? Like being a young comic, because you could really like just work it out. It was just, it really could only fit like maximum, like maybe 12 people squished.
That's
but like
cool.
Yeah, it would be just like 4 or 6 people at the bar, because it's technically, I guess, the smallest bar in New York, I think.
Oh wow.
It was actually a lot of fun, because even if you had 4 people, you had a show.
Yeah. And then if the room's small enough, it feels full.
Yeah. And it had a stage, like, you know, we have the show at the Dead Rabbit now, and like the guy who's booking it wants it to be like, you know, he wants like seller comics or like, you know, he wants, and he's like paying a lot. And it's so great. It's like a Tuesday, and the last show we had, they were like so happy to get to like make good money on a Tuesday, and they're
nice.
Comics with good credits, but we didn't have a stage. So even though it had all the other, and it was like sold out, it was only 50 people can buy tickets.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
sold out, but you couldn't, you couldn't actually see. It was such a learning thing because we were like, next time we're going to put it in a different, because I had suggested that end of the room, and which would kind of be like, it'd be like an old man hustle, but like four times the size, like that long type of, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, they should be. But I never even thought about the fact that there is not a stage. So it really should be in the middle, kind of like comedy cellar.
Interesting. It was like narrow.
Narrow,
down.
Yeah. Somewhere like Old Man Hustle, the reason why, when I look back at it now, just thinking about it, why that worked was because they had an elevated stage in the corner. So
that's interesting.
Even though it was like this small, it made it work, you know? And like, yeah we're going to get the guy so great, we're getting a stage next time. So please come next time.
So are you going to put it in that?
Tuesday the 11th.
Be there in that same place, or are you going to still do it in the middle but with the
we're going to do it in the middle because all the comedians were like, they would have preferred to perform around than to be like performing over.
Yeah for sure, because that's not like realize. A comedy like setup. Yeah. That's like an assembly.
I know, that was all my fault. Wow. I was like, anyway, but if, like the guy who's running it is so sweet. He was like, it's good. No, he lived and learned. He's like, he's very chill. He's from Ireland. So everybody from Ireland is like, yeah, whatever, it's grand. It'll be better next time. It's just easy.
They bought drinks. We don't care.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were like, make sure to mention just the drink minimum up top. Mm-hmm. And then before the show started, he was like, you don't need to mention it. They've already all hit it. This is going to be a great night.
The right audience is here.
Yeah.
We did that with the Harry Lemon show that you performed at.
Oh, yeah.
When we...
Oh, yeah. Yours is like that where you turn
But it
around.
Wasn't like that at first. At first, it was all the way in the front and it had that narrow like assembly vibe. And I was like, oh, we got to put it in the middle.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, it makes a big difference.
It feels when it's like so for the listeners, like if you went to the Comedy Cellar, the OG one, it's like in the middle and in the middle of the room, but it's a long room, and so the comic is kind of performing like in a rotation, so if that makes sense. Like, so you're performing around because people are sitting on kind of around the stage.
Yeah.
And in this other, the wrong way to do it was to have it at the bottom of the narrow room. But when you do that, it feels like, do you know what it felt like? It felt like back in like, if this was like the 1916 like rebellion and we're down in the narrow room and I'm giving the speech, this is what we're going to do to get the Brits. Like it felt more like a, come on, get out, you black and tans.
So you wanted it like that.
It felt more or you had to hype them, and they were a great audience, but
it's weird. They weren't laughing, but they were yelling a lot.
Yeah. They were throwing stuff at the one British guy in the back. But yeah, so with the date I had there, this time at the show, they easily fitted like 15 people in, which is like, was more than you couldn't even breathe. And when Alex Pavone was on stage, this guy like started to heckle him. And I couldn't stop him.
Oh, the date? Your date was heckling him?
The date.
Oh, shit.
And I couldn't stop him because I was up where the stage was. There was no way to get back through the audience because it was already over capacity in this like tiniest. Now, just to give an example for the Irish listeners, if you're in Ireland, this won't work if you're in New York City, but if you're in Ireland, the bar is the size of your bathroom. But that doesn't work in New York City because your bathroom is in your bedroom
in your living,
and your kitchen. I wish I remembered. It was something like, I don't know. He was just like,
was this the, sorry to cut you off. Was this the first date?
I know, what
really?
A mistake. Yeah, but I was young. I was your age. I know I was a bit older, but like, I was like probably close to your age. This could have been like 8 years ago, actually.
Did you have actual like intentions of like, oh, this will be a nice date? Or were you like, I need someone to come to my show?
No. I just thought, you know what it was? I didn't invite him to the show. I was going to meet him afterwards. And then he was like, why can't you meet? And I was like, oh, I have a spot. And then he was like, I'll just come. Like, I really want to come. And I was like, okay. So I kind of had been hesitant about it.
But
and
that then, I might be overthinking that, where like putting too much weight on someone coming to a show. Like, that might be the better way to look at it, where it's just like, yeah, I'm doing a show. I do shows all the time. Whatever, just come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not wrong. Maybe I'm just putting too much weight on the show.
I mean, I think it's fine. I think, too, sometimes it's like, you don't want people to come because you just want to do your thing. You want to work on your stuff. It's like, you don't want to have to perform now for this motherfucker as well.
Yeah. So I already feel like I'm going to have to perform on the date.
Yeah. You're exhausted. Yeah,
no, I really am. I don't.
Yeah, you're like, I've done all the work. Now it's you who didn't perform a comedy show. You need to be entertaining.
When I'm on a date, I feel like a talk show host. Like, even
and
if
where
it's...
did you grow up? And how did that affect you?
There's like a band playing. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's even if it's not going well, this is probably an inner issue of mine. But even if it's not going well, where in my head I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go anywhere, I still feel like, but I'm here and I got to get these jokes off. I got to make sure I listen to her, hear her story. The audience knows when her movie's out. You know, like, that's probably not a good way to look at dating.
Yeah, you take a break in the middle of the day to be like, I'm just a word from our sponsors. Viagra. Blue Chew.
Which will be needed later on.
You're 25.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it'd be fine if you were 25. I was just resting.
Sometimes you need a little extra.
Yeah. I love how younger men are like so open with all that stuff.
Are they?
I mean, you just were like, sometimes you need.
Oh, no, I was joking, but.
Oh, okay. Wait. Well, I can't. Then I got off. I had to go up, and then when I got off, I think he heckled me as well. And when I got off, I was like, I went through the audience, and then I said, we need to talk outside. And like, Alex was really pissed at this guy. Like, yeah. I completely interrupted him and stuff. And I was like, oh, this isn't gonna work. And he was like, what? I was just trying to help. Oh, like, you know.
This is probably. You're probably right. This is probably better that they go to the show at first, because you see their etiquette. Yeah. At shows, and you learned right away that he's a dick.
Yeah,
that you're probably. This is the smarter way to do it.
It's so embarrassing if people are listening to this and you go to shows. Why in the world would you think you're going? You pay for a ticket. Why would you ever think I can make this better? Me, yeah. Who have never performed stand-up, can make it better than that comedian who has been performing it for a decade.
I know what this show needs.
Yeah.
A drunken idiot.
My interruption.
Yelling out.
Ruining the punchline. but yeah, so... and he just was like freaking out. He was like, I can't remember. He like called me names and stuff. It was like pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was like kind of trying to turn around on me. And I was just like,
what could you even say?
Who, me?
No, him. Like,
I can't remember. I think he was just being like, you're being sensitive. That's part of comedy. I can go up and apologize to him if you want. And I was like, I just don't want to see you again.
It's it's pretty simple. We just won't see each other again.
Yeah, he was just taking rejection really bad.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But yeah, gross.
But that, you really switched my thought on this. Where like, that's a quick way to find out if this is someone that I could, you know, hang out with.
I think in general, and I have a bit about how all men want to be comedians, but I think in general, women don't really... heckle. But then again, I'm seeing some crowder clips where women are heckling, but it's usually more men. But
yeah, for sure.
Times are changing. Women are like, let me interrupt this show too.
That's progress.
Well. Yeah. Equality. Okay, so how do you date then as a 25-year-old Gen Z / maybe not Gen Z man who's born in New York?
Yeah.
Grew up in New York.
Queens, yeah.
Queens.
I just hang out. I don't know. I just meet people just hanging out.
What's your pickup line?
I go, hi, I'm Liam.
Oh, okay.
And then it's over.
Yeah. Well, I think I've heard you try to pick up everybody we've met.
It's in a way,
like
yes.
Five people the other night. What the fuck, Liam?
I said the same thing to your cat.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just... Sometimes I feel like I'm literally just being hospitable, just hanging out, and then someone would be like, oh, you guys were flirting. I was like, oh, were we?
Yeah, right. People say that. But my friend said that last night. She was like, oh, I guess I, you know, everybody says that I'm flirty, so I guess I flirt with everybody. And I was like, no, you're just friendly. People are putting that on you. That's not being friendly. People mix up friendly with flirty sometimes.
Yeah, I mix it up too, because then I never know if someone's actually flirting with
me.
Even I was...
Me neither. I'm like, there's been times where Leland's been like, okay, that guy was like flirting with me. I was like, what? He was like, I was
me?
Right here.
Well, yeah, even.
He doesn't mind. He's on trend.
Especially like you, like putting your comedy out there and trying to promote your shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, that's another thing why I feel like I go too extreme the other way, because I know every guy, if any woman ever talks to them, it's like, oh, she wants it. Yeah. So then I kind of go the other way where I'm just like, oh, no, we were just talking, being friendly. And then. To the point where even like my sister would be like, oh, she was hitting on you. I'm like, really? Oh, I thought we were.
Yeah.
I don't want to assume.
It's hard.
But even last night.
I hope that some of the guys listening just use this. Hey, I'm Liam. Pick up,
like, it's not even his name.
Yeah, it's like, but I'm actually John.
No, but I do that. I do that almost like jokingly. We're like, I was at a bar a couple weeks ago. I was with my friends and some girl like. Ran across the bar, so I was like jokingly just like, I'm Liam, by the way, because I knew she wouldn't hear me. And then her friend was like, wait, did you hear him? And then we started talking. So it's usually just me kind of just hanging out, entertaining myself, and then I was just joke my way into it.
What? I remind me of a story about that after. But what happened with you? You said what happened last night?
Oh, so I was I was outside of the cellar. I was just like hanging out, and an Irish girl. I wonder if she listens to this podcast. Maybe I should say this.
She probably doesn't. Hey. Is she one? Well, maybe, you know. Yeah. Maybe
if she does, maybe this will give me some clout. With
yeah,
her.
DM Liam.
Also, any single women can DM me if you want. Just putting that out there. That's why I'm here.
If you're married, don't.
Yeah, single. I'm a man of morals. And she was just like, hey, is there a show going on? I was like, oh, no, everything just ended. And then I was just like, she was like, oh, is there another one? And I was like, no. And I was just being like straight to the point. And then I realized she had an accent, but it was very slight.
Yeah.
So I like almost missed it. And she's from someplace in the north. And I was thinking about what you said the other day where you're like, oh, the northern accent.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I didn't know.
I had that on the clip too. I'm so upset with this. Damn. We just did a show and they didn't tape our set. But yeah, no.
You could probably work that into another.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and listen. And everything I by accidentally said, I'm going to try to by accidentally say this weekend again.
You got to plant some northerners in the crowd this weekend.
the Northern Irish accent is the best.
I feel like I've heard it before and was just like, and then this one I was just like, oh
yeah, because it's
hello,
like
I'm Liam.
It's like, you know, it's literally sexy. It's like kitty, like oh, Jesus, I have a boyfriend.
He's like, I just introduced myself. And she kind of kept doing this thing where she would say something and then it felt like a setup where she was just like, oh yeah, okay, thanks. And it there would be like a half a second where she waited and then she would go and then I'd be like, wait, but I do shows.
And did you actually, you got to chat more?
Yeah, and it seemed like, I don't know if this was me reaching, but as I was telling my sister about this today, she was like, oh, she was hitting on you. And I was like, I never know, maybe she just needed information.
Did you get her? No girl stops random guys on the street. We have Google.
It's a good point.
Oh, and she asked at 1 a.m., is there any other shows? Come on.
It's a good point.
Oh, I need to go back in time. And I was down there. I wouldn't have been down there that late. But anyway, did you get her Instagram?
So I'm still like halfway clueless, halfway don't ever want to like intrude or anything. But I'm just like talking to her and we're joking around. Yeah. And then she's like, all right, take my Instagram. But wait, there's more. So
this is so exciting. This is the best story we've heard.
Very exciting. She goes, take my Instagram because my phone's dead. So I'll just put mine in yours. And then she does. And then she follows me back right away. So her phone wasn't dead. And then liked one of my videos right away. So her phone wasn't dead. But she still hasn't accepted my request.
Yeah, that's, so, I don't know what that's about.
Is Let that a game in
I
itself?
Might know her. This is so exciting. I hope I know her.
It's not that exciting.
Imagine if I was like, she's been on the podcast.
That's my sister.
I think it's exciting. Oh, God. I got so loud there.
No, I did. I actually did. What?
No, because I just got, I did like a high-pitched eye. Like, I just said a noise there that if people have their dogs around, they're going to like start barking.
It would do the same as fireworks. No, it is kind of exciting to me because it was like a, that stuff doesn't happen to me a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like a quick moment where I was just like, oh, this is nice.
No, it's so exciting. Like, I love being in the relationship, but it is exciting when you're like, is this moment, oh shit, sorry, is this moment a what is she? We can't see if she's following. I wonder, let's see, she probably doesn't listen to this podcast, but let's see if she's following.
Oh, now this
that
is
would
exciting.
Be so exciting.
This, but what happens if she does, do we take this out?
No, because
like,
you haven't said anything crazy at all. You've just been like, there's this nice girl and I hope she, I hope I see her again. Not like you were like, let me murder her.
No, I would say that off air.
Okay, let's see. Oh, shit. I forgot that she's private, so I have to go into my followers. I don't think she follows me, but let's see. What a fun Instagram handle.
I know. It's pretty cool. It's clever. This is how Irish I am. I'm Irish American, but this is how Irish I am. I just like was polite to this girl and I'm like, I don't know if she hears this, it might be weird.
She doesn't follow me, but if you do end up hooking up, you should be like, I know this female Irish comedian.
As soon as I finish, hey, you really got to check out her podcast.
Yes, just not the episode with Liam, you know. People always think that Leland's name is Liam.
because they just Irish him. So like, so many times where people are like, so how's Liam? And I'm like, Leland's great.
What if they're like, no, that kid that opened for you.
Yeah, no, they definitely are like, how's your boyfriend, damn, Liam, who I've met several times?
Has anyone ever, my uncle used to do this thing where like I would bring like my friends home from high school. Be like, oh, this is Marcus and Jawan. And he'd be like, well, I'm going to call you Sean and you Patrick. Has anyone been like, I know your name's Leland, but I'm calling you Liam?
Well, my dad thought his name was Keelan. And he kept calling him Keelan. And then he thought that Keelan was the right name. So he knew he was getting the name wrong. And he thought, he had then convinced himself that he had been getting Leland wrong. So then the first time he met him, he was like, hi, Keelan. And we all laughed because I had told my boyfriend, like, oh, he keeps calling me Keelan. We all laughed. And in the car, he was like, well, at least I didn't do it. At least I didn't say Leland. And we're like, oh, no, we thought you were his name is Leland. But he just couldn't get it right.
At least I didn't get his name right.
Yeah. And then my best friend, Tori, she's dyslexic, but she was calling him Leland for a really long time because he only spells it L-E. Wait.
Leland sounds Arabic.
It's fun, Leland.
It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, or Lakeland. I feel like that's like the Scottish of it. I could pronounce Lakeland, I think.
Lakeland.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think I told you when I was a kid, I was playing baseball and my coach always called me Leland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I never heard, I didn't think that was a real name.
Yeah, I know. And it seems like the name of the Monopoly guy.
Yeah, for real, right? With the
with the monocle and the top hat. I was gonna say was like sometimes I'll do like a joke with my girlfriends, like if there's a really attractive like guy who like walks by or is in a bar, I'll mess with them going, I have a boyfriend. But last night I did it when we were I popped down to the Grizzly Pear to meet my friend, and as we were coming out, like, I mean, fucking gorgeous, like God's gift, walked out of the showroom, and then as he walked by, I turned to my friend, I have a boyfriend. But then I looked up and Leland's best friend was standing there.
I mean, but you're doing the right thing, you're telling him.
And then he was just so like, funny. Hi Katie, and then I started laughing, and he was like, what are you laughing at? I was like, oh, I do this thing when I see an attractive guy, but it's so funny that you're standing there. But then I look around and the attractive guy was just standing there staring at me, so he heard the whole thing.
That is a sitcom.
Yeah. And then he just like smiled and went to, and then Chansu was hosting the show and she's like, oh, like he has a boyfriend, and he has a girlfriend, and I was like, I know, I'm not trying to fuck him, I have a boyfriend. That's what I said. To act like someone being attractive is like an attack on me.
Yeah, for sure.
How like, please, dare you?
I have a family.
Yes.
I do that sometimes where it's like, if I just do one like show with four people in it, I'm like, please guys, calm down, like I can only take one picture.
Okay, so that's a fun dating story. How else do you date in New York City? You do it in real life, you just see what happens.
Yeah, that's my motto, is just let it happen. And I like that better. I think it's more natural, and I'm not like in a rush to do anything anyway. And I feel like I'm too busy anyway, which is, that's not a good...
Plus you're young. I think that's such a... For young people, I don't think anybody younger than 30 listens to this. But if you are, I feel like that's what I would have went back and told myself back in time. Like, just have the crack. Have fun. No pressure. None of this relationship shy. Like, a lot of these Reddit stories, it's like, female, 21, dating male, 22. Is he the right partner for my life? Or male... female, whatever, either age, but like you're like, what are you talking about? You're kids, have fun.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
that's another, like, I used to be kind of more like that, where I'm like, am I wasting my time if I don't think this? But and it's like, who cares? You find it out and then you move on. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't, just because it didn't last a long time doesn't mean it wasn't meaningful.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like important to your story, your arc.
None of my, I'm just gonna look up a Reddit story now that I mentioned that, but none of my like past relationships, we would have been friends afterwards. But it's like, the older I get, and I feel like everybody listening is gonna be like, I don't agree with this, but I think the older I get, I understand why, if people come out of a long-term relationship, why they might end up staying friends.
Yeah,
it can be uncomfortable for the next partner, but sometimes people date so long that they just become friends.
Yeah, for real.
And it's like kind of sad to think that would end, or
you know. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, if you can do it, you know. Yeah, that means you both have to have been like, oh no, we both stopped being attracted to each other a year ago.
Mm-hmm. I met a girl on the subway once.
Let me see. You met a girl on the subway? I just realized what you said. What? How did that go?
That was a delayed response.
I know,
sorry.
That was
almost as delayed as the subway.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Yeah, so I was doing like some man on the street stuff on the subway like last year. And I was kind of like flirting with this girl, but it's mostly just like to try to do the video. You know, like it's all jokes.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I don't really want to do it, but blah, blah, blah. So I was just talking to her, but she's like, but that's cool that you do this. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And we're talking. And she invited me out to some like pub crawl or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, I wasn't even supposed to be at this stop. Like I fell asleep on the train and I went the wrong way and I had to come back. And I was just like, oh, so I guess this was meant to be. And looking back, I realized that she kind of like lit up at that point. And she was like, yeah.
Oh, no.
And that made sense down the line because I met up with her and she was crazy.
Yeah.
She was like, the night I met her, she was like, would you be ready for kids in 5 years?
Jesus. And I was like, I dated the male version of her.
Really?
What is with people asking that? Why 5 years too?
I know.
So it's 5 years.
It is.
No matter what age
you
were.
It's like, I'm 70 years old, 5 years.
Yeah.
And she was like, would you live here with me? Would you do this with me?
And this was the second date.
This was the day I met her. I met her at that pub crawl that night.
This is the first date. Oh my God, stop. That's like that episode of Friends where Ross meets the kind of crazy girl and he brings her back up to the house. Have you seen that one?
No.
And she's like going through the medicine
cabinet. Let's play the clip.
Okay, go ahead.
And then, she's like, would you move here with me? Would you do this with me? Blah, blah, blah. And she's getting she's like, we could tell our kids we met on the subway. I'm like, they'd be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's wow. Like, you're both toxic.
Yeah, this is weird. And she was like, she was getting very drunk. It was really weird. And I was like, oh, this is weird. I got to go. And then
she sounded like she was too drunk when she said, I missed my stop because I fell asleep.
And that's when she was sober. And
you also like, ugh, who would want to continue after falling asleep and waking up with like the hangover?
Yeah, right.
That's a red flag too.
Yeah,
go home.
It was strange. And then she kept doing this thing where she was, I feel like this was part of her game. She was like being very mysterious about what she does for work because she didn't live in New York. She was from like the South Carolina or something. And she was telling me she was a trainer and she was here for a long time. I was like, oh, what do your clients do when you're not here? Do they just get fat? And she was like, oh, no. Like, she wasn't answering the question. She was like, no, 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 but wasn't answering. And I was like, there's something weird here. And she's like, oh, I got to fly here for this concert. And I was like, what do you do? And she, like, wasn't fully telling me what else
sugar
she
baby?
Does. No, I don't. She was almost making it seem like she was, like, a manager for a high-end singer. And she was leading this mystique on where it kind of, like, drew me in where I was like, oh, I got to find out what she does. So then the next day, she was like, I'm so sorry. I was so drunk yesterday, blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, all right, let me give her another shot. She was drunk, whatever. We went out, and I was telling her the stuff that she said when she was drunk. She was like, I said that? Oh, my God. But then she was saying it again, sober. Like, oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, I
so
didn't
kids.
Say Spears. Oh, right. Sorry. I was thinking more like Britney Spears.
No. Not even that part. So then I found out that she wasn't a personal trainer. And I was like, oh, so you just lied to me? And she was like, well, manifestation. And I was like, that's not manifesting. That's lying. You just lied
to me. She
put
out her crystals as well.
Bro, I think she put a curse on me.
I know. That's real.
No, for real.
I also have a crystal that I've had for 5 years because someone gave it to me and I'm so superstitious that I'm afraid not to have it.
No, I'm the same way. I literally found, what do you call it, like the evil eye crystal thing.
Yeah.
I forget how I got it, but it just ended up in my pocket and I was like, I don't want
to
throw it
out. You need to find
out,
though, if someone gave that to you to put the evil eye on you. You got to find out you got to talk to Chansu.
Chansu. Call in.
Yeah, because there's something to do with, yeah.
Well, my sisters are into crystals, too, and I wear them sometimes because I'm like, I don't know if I believe them, but I don't know if I don't believe them.
I'm not gonna
just
risk
in
it.
Case. Yeah, I'm not going to risk it, exactly. So then I've had this evil eye bracelet in my backyard, and my sisters are like, you got to cleanse it. And I was like, how do I do that?
Is
and
it the moonlight?
Yeah, the moonlight. So I just left it outside in my backyard, and I was just like, I'm not going to touch it. I'll let the moonlight cleanse it. And it's been in my backyard for a long time. And then the other day, my mom was like, so what's up with this? What's the deal with this? And I'm like, I don't know. And I told her the story. And then she just threw it in the garbage. I was like, no! So, yeah, I might have a curse on me right now. I don't know.
Okay, well, there is a Irish ASMR. ASMR, as they say in America, artist, because Tori thought she had a curse on her. So I looked up, like, Irish... how to remove a curse like the Irish way, just because I thought there might be like a fun little like prayer or something. But it sent me to a link of a YouTube ASMR girl, and she does like the fairy like decurse you. So I sent it to Tori to do. So I should send it to you.
Send it to me.
Also, after it's just like relaxing.
It's just like meditation, go to sleep. Yeah. After that thing happened with that girl, my sisters like all like saged me. One of my sisters was like, you need all three of us.
They're
to sage
so
you.
Celtic.
They are.
What was the thing you said? Oh yeah, my crystal, I never charged. I didn't really realize we're meant to charge. Yeah. I think years later when I was talking to the girl, she's like, you're meant to charge it on the windowsill. I was like, what?
Yeah. That's why I don't wear them anymore. Because I'm like, I'm not going to keep up with the charging. And then they become negative.
What?
If you don't charge them, they could be bad energy.
Oh,
like,
no. Mine hasn't been charged in 5 years.
Are they in this room?
They're somewhere around here. Yeah, I got to charge it. I bought sage a few months ago, and I haven't used it yet. Leland thinks this is crazy.
Well, yeah, he's not... I feel like the boyfriend always is like, oh, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They put up with it.
He doesn't like incense. He never wants to go to like a Catholic mass. Not that I want to go to mass, but like Christmas.
Like, come on, it's lit, bro.
Yeah, he hates incense. He hates any of that stuff. Wait, there was something you said about the case. So the curse, the woman.
Subway. Manifestation.
Manifestation. I can't remember now. I blanked. I had like an ADD brain where I was like, don't say it, but remember it.
You could have cut me off.
No, never. That was a great story. Did you just kiss her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to have
so
sex.
So that night.
Oh, sorry. I guess, you know, when someone's like a bit scary, I'm like, I just feel like the sex would have been scary.
Yeah, that's what, like, my friends would make fun of me for this. Like, oh, you didn't smash, bro. And I'm like, bro, I'm scared of this woman.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been smashing. It would have been like.
She would have taken my soul.
Yeah, yeah, reincarnate. Like, when they. Get demons out of your body. What's that?
Oh, exorcism.
Exorcism. It would have been an exorcism. She'd be the type as well that sounds like would perform sex. You know, like, so I used to live with this. These people, and I am one of the guys lived in the basement, and when he would have sex with his girlfriend, there was no door, but it was like she was performing for us, because there's no fucking way that those noises were real and that loud. Like, it would be like, yeah. I have to step away from the mic, but it would be like,
are you serious?
Okay, sorry, I sound like a banshee. That's so embarrassing. But louder than that, because I can't even do it because I'm so mortified. And it would be like a whole like yeah, like and like every noise you think all in. Like I was like, she's performing so much, she can't even. There's no way she could be enjoying that.
Wait, so he was your roommate?
He was my roommate. She was there.
And were
time.
You? Was it all other girls that also lived there?
No, it was like a bunch of people. It was crazy. There was like six of us in this place. But
it was Irish people.
No. It was actually Woodlawn. Americans. It was a tenement house.
I was gonna say. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh well, I was just gonna say she's also the type of person that when she would walk into the room, she would walk in laughing, but like. What? No one's anything funny. So you'd
by
just
herself?
Be in the kitchen. Yeah, you'd be in the kitchen and you'd be talking like I'd have a friend or like there'd be another roommate and she'd walk in and be like, yeah, that's so funny. You'd be like, what is going
was
on?
Was she doing a bit or was she?
No, I just think she just wanted to be the center of attention.
That's so weird.
What
yeah,
were
that's
you gonna
definitely
say?
It. I was going to say that maybe that's part of her like, oh, my boyfriend lives with women. Like, all right, I'm going to establish my, what's it called? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Mark her territory, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, she definitely was jealous of our friendship, for sure.
So I feel like that was probably part of it.
Yeah.
Damn, she sounds crazy. Is she single?
I don't know. It's funny because he's a few years later, he was like, she was the one that got away. And I was like, in my head, I was like, no.
Yeah, from the police.
yeah. Yeah, from Belvedere or whatever it's called.
Damn,
no offense to people in Belvedere.
Yeah,
good for you guys.
Sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, so for the Irish listeners, it's a... I think it's not. I don't know if it's a great mental health place, but it's definitely the mental health place in New York where people go. I've had friends who've gone and just.
It's Bellevue, right?
Oh, Bellevue. Sorry.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry to the Bellevue patients tuning in.
Yeah. No, they're great. Anyone who goes and gets the help that they need, that's what we need.
Yeah,
we need
sure.
More like a legit. I don't know how great. I don't know if that place is good, but I know I've had a few friends who had like a break and then went and then got the meds they needed. Because people are so open about that in New York, you know. But you need more places like that. So
in New York, it's almost like. we brag about it. Like, that kind of shows your street cred.
Yeah. I'm on lithium. And you're like, I thought that was a metal.
Or like, you know how like people, like street guys will brag about how much time they did in jail. It'd be like, I did 5 years in Bellevue.
Yeah, it's so true. I heard a comic be like, yeah, well, I did 6 months in Bellevue.
They caught me for the schizo.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, it's because I bought a really big, wait, I can't say this because then people don't know who it is, but it was something like with an exotic animal or something.
That's pretty cool.
And people were like, oh yeah, all of this was manic before, but I think you need to see a doctor. And he was like, okay, cool.
I respect the, like, there's a lot of, especially comics, obviously, where they can kind of look back at like their episodes and be like almost like laugh at it.
It's so helpful. I'm working on for a set I'll be doing somewhere on something soon. I'm working on the difference between our attitude to mental health in Ireland versus the attitude to mental health in New York. And like, I hope this set works over here, because I realized that New York and LA are very specific, and they're all like, woo, we love our pills. And I don't think I think the rest of the country also love their pills, but I don't think they're as open. But like, here people say, so like, if a home, let's say, if you were to introduce yourself let's say you're at an event and you introduce yourself, you'd be like, hi, my name is Katie, I'm from Kildare, and I like tea. Here it'd be like, hi, my name is Star, and I like lavender coffee, which I do too, by the way, and I have like, and then list off a bunch of like mental health issues. Yeah. Which is like, but it's amazing that it's so open, because I think when it's not open, the problem is in Ireland you're afraid to be labeled crazy and get the help that you need. And that I think anybody who's taking the tablets that they need, they're like, they should be running society, because they're the ones that have like got it in check. They've done the work. They know what they need. Mm-hmm. They've got it all sorted. They're like, any of my friends who have like, who Maria Wojciechowski has been on and talked about having bipolar and how the meds changed her life. And she had to like shop around, and then she got it and she did the work. And she's like, has a child and is really successful in her job and a stand-up comedian. And it's like, yeah.
It's amazing.
That's like such a great, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with your point where like, they should be running it, because it's like, they're the only people who are probably at the level where everyone should be. Even if you don't have that, you're like, you're probably below a little bit.
Like, it's always like, back home, it's like, I felt like growing up, because my mother was crazy, but I felt like for her and her family, it was better that she was crazy than labeled crazy, where it's like, no, it would have been way better if she had gotten the help that she needed, get the medication. But because I'm sure it gets to a point where it's just not even like, you're just so far gone as well, that it's like, yeah, I think when you're younger too, not like, I'm not saying fucking put your kids on meds. Here's the other thing I say, they do too much meds here too sometimes. You know,
That was my next point.
Yeah, that's like the joke I have about like, but yeah, they definitely pop too many pills here. But like, when you need it, like if you're having a fucking episode, like go get the help you need.
This episode is sponsored by Xanax.
This episode is sponsored by episodes. I'm not talking about just popping ADHD because you want to like fucking be like super focused and get an A. I mean, ADHD medication. Only if you need it.
Yeah, no, and there is an epidemic with that too. But even not even just meds, I think the pendulum, is it pendulum? Pendulum.
Who knows?
We could just say anything. It's a podcast.
I think the pizza pie label.
But I think here it's gotten way more open, and it wasn't always that open with like mental health stuff. But so the pendulum swung all the way this way, where now like, it's great because people are open about talking about it and the people who actually have these issues. But then there's like, with that comes like people who are like kind of fine but want to be part of the attention, and like, oh, you know, my depression. It's like, bro, just because you missed the train today,
yeah
you know,
and
like there's a
depressed.
Little bit of that,
like everybody's, I was talking about this to my friends, because like you know, I was saying about how like, because I do wake up depressed in the morning, but I sleep it off, and I love that, and I'm glad that I'm a stand-up comedian. But like, you know, someone was like, oh, would you not like try to get medication for that? I'm like, no, I can be sad till two. And then I'm like happy for the rest of the day. You know, it's like I'm aware with what my limitations are, and I'm a pretty happy, positive person. And with being that happy sometimes means you're just going to be down. And I know that sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I think it's a balance. And I think you're able to like,
I think that's normal. Whatever normal is.
Whereas I feel like America tells you should be happy all of the time. Ireland tells you should be sad.
Exactly. And the weather tells you too.
Yeah.
But also I think it's like, I think it's mostly with people who, if they grew up with not really any bad stuff happening ever, yeah. it's like as soon as like one little bad thing happens, it's like, oh, should I be on medicine? It's yeah. like, no, this is part of, it's kind of like.
They don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's almost like a tolerance, like alcohol, yeah, where it's yeah. like, if not any bad stuff has happened to you all your life, if you sprain your ankle when you're 30, you're going to think it's the end of the world. You know what I mean? Where it's like, if you never drink and you just have like two beers, you're going to feel drunk. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's like your one from Dragon's Den. Is that what it's called here? No, Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
Yeah, she said that. So she's obviously mega rich and she was being interviewed and she always says that she likes when to pick someone who has overcome something. So like, let's say if a kid comes on and they have this product and they're like, yeah, I haven't spoken to my father in 20 years. Like, he was abusive and he disappeared. And I really want to like prove to the world.
Sorry,
spill your coffee all over yourself.
It's water from the
ice. I know, that always happens.
I'm just letting you know I didn't pee my pants.
Oh, no, you're good. She was saying, that child, that teen or that, you know, young adult side has something to prove to the world. So they're always going to excel more because they're trying to prove like I can be better. I'm better than my parent or he has overcome adversity. Is that the word? Whereas then the interviewer was like, and so how did you feel about your kids? Like, because you obviously want them to have that. But like, how do you struggle with like nepotism? And she was like, obviously, I'm going to give my kids money and I'm going to help them with what they need. But
yeah.
I have to say, I'm glad that they had dyslexia. Because
they
all had to overcome that. That was something that they really struggled with when they were younger. They had to like take way longer time like with their homework. And she was like, it's good that they have something that they have to like put in the effort to overcome. Interesting.
That is interesting. But it is a wild thing to be like, I'm glad my kid had dyslexia.
Well, it makes sense because if she's not a generation, I don't think, like, I think she built her whole thing. It must be really hard to like build your whole, like, it must be really hard to be a billionaire. No, it must be really hard to like build something and then you want your kid to also get their own way in life, you know, instead of just spoiling them. And you'd hope, but you know.
No, I think about that too. I mean, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're so poor.
But I do think about that because then it's kind of like, in a way, it would kind of suck to be like that billionaire's kid. Obviously, it'd be way easier, everything. But also, it's like you never fully earn something.
But wait, I wanted to ask you. So like, this might seem uncomfortable, but private, so you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But like, one of the things that me moving to over to America with that blew my mind was how like insanely, I don't know what the word is, but like, I guess like, debt people want in sex, like debt, like being choked or you know, like it was 0 to 100 straight away, you know, and like the kind of kind of shade on vanilla sex, and people want to be like a near-death experience during sex. So I think that was a big culture shock for me.
I love your joke about that.
Thank you.
That was on the album, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It was on Nikki Glaser's podcast too. She brought it up. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
No, but that's because we never really think about that. It's kind of just like embedded in, if you grew up here, that's just like normal. But and then when you said that, I was like, oh, that's so true.
And was that normal for you growing up? Like, did you? Because it feels like to me like very porn style. Whereas like in Ireland, I feel like for the most part, but I'm older, I don't know what the young people are doing anymore. But like, you just kind of figure out those stuff later on in a relationship. Like at the start, you didn't have to be like you could just have vanilla sex and figure each other's bodies out. But it wasn't like your first time you're getting choked or punched in the face or punched in the arse or.
Yeah, I'm different because I like to get punched in the face.
Do you?
No, I'm just kidding. it was kind of like that. In my experience too, and
the same way as Irish.
No.
Oh no, the choking.
Yeah, but I haven't had sex in Ireland yet, so we'll see.
Wait, but so the first time you started sexual experience, it was kind of like aggressive straight away.
I learned that's what they wanted.
I don't think they think that's what you want. I don't know if
no. Well, not in my early experience. I got direction.
What did they say? This is so fun.
This is now I'm gonna go through. I read the directions. It was like, I was like, can you send me an email of what I should do?
Step
by the way,
one.
This is still how
stop
I.
Stop me breathing.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that type of stuff. It was like, oh, do this, do that.
Jesus.
Which is then ironic.
Wait, what's
to
this
tell
and that?
Me to
what's
do.
This and that?
The choke, slap.
What's that? Ah! And then what's ironic?
I feel like you're like my sister.
So red.
This is,
I know, yeah.
I know. This is.
I literally
cut
am
it
like
out?
Your older sister.
I know. I literally feel it because my sisters are also going to listen to this. They're fans of you.
Oh, sorry, so. Sisters. Well, we're not talking about you, and we're just talking about the general, like, because you are the youngest guest, and it is interesting to hear, like, is that like a real thing for young people here?
Is that, you think that's a generational thing? It might be.
Like, definitely. 100%.
Because it's definitely an American versus Irish thing, but it's versus non-American probably.
I'm sure it's becoming more of a thing back home too, like globalization
of porn and everything.
Yeah. But I definitely think it's scary because, you know, you could accidentally kill somebody and then you go to jail for your life.
Has that happened?
I don't know.
That's.
I mean, would you believe it? You know, no. I accidentally choked her.
That's
probably
true.
Like 12 guys in prison right now. Be like, yeah, that's me.
That's
she
a
asked
good.
Me.
Someone has a good joke.
I feel like I've heard that joke. Right? There has to be a bit about that.
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of
mine. Is that I thought he was trying to murder me.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking of like how a guy. Someone has a joke about how like a guy would brag about that. Like, yeah, I killed her.
Oh, you know? God. That's so scary.
But that's a good point, because if it's like a one-night stand and you're doing that freaky stuff that people like, what if something happens and it's like, yeah, it would seem like this random guy just wanted to murder.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I have that much power, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to agree with that.
Yeah, you weak little
you're
bitch.
Like, yeah, you're a fucking pussy. You're right. You have nothing to worry about.
I guess it's just interesting, yeah, the way things are going.
That is definitely, that was the norm for me.
Because I remember two guys on a podcast before a long time ago, but they were like, one of them was like, it should be always okay to like come on a woman's face. And he was like, really offended that I was like, that should never always be okay. What are you talking about? That should not be the first.
That's
like 0 to 90. I'm going to one night stand. Obviously, I come on her face. What are you talking about? I don't even want water on my face.
That's his stance. He's like, this should always... My first thing in office is...
I remember he was like, well, women come on your face when you eat. And I'm like, firstly, on your chin. Calm down. It's probably a little bit. And you're probably not even that good, so probably not. And then secondly, a lot of guys... Like, you also don't have to... It's not like... That's great, but
well,
it's
women
not like
don't
a,
come. That's a known fact.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not like women aren't going, you have to do it. Like, that'd be nice. And but there's been so many times where guys haven't or whatever, but we don't have any. There's no like, this is, you have to, you know, I can't even have a comparison with that. That's wild to me. But that's.
I don't know if. I guess it would be like a squirt on the face. I guess that would be the only comparison. Like a.
But even then, it doesn't go, like, it doesn't go, there's no woman where if they squirt, it's just going down onto the bed. It's not like, it's not a fucking fire hose splashing in the face.
That's an interesting one where it's like, because you don't do that with a one-night stand unless it's like requested, or me anyway. And then if it's like someone who you're in a relationship with, it's almost like, I don't want to disrespect you like that.
Yeah. Also as well,
but
yeah,
I do.
It's also like when you're in a
do.
Relationship, sometimes you're like, it's so funny because you're like, me and my friend were talking about this last night. She was like, does Leland send you like hard dick pics or whatever? And I was like, that would be weird if he sent that to me. If I saw a dick pic, like
he
a hard dick pic on his, yeah, I'd be like, this should be going to someone else. Like, I know you. I'm your partner. Don't send me your hard dick.
You text him back like, please tell me you're cheating on me.
Yeah, this is so embarrassing. I live with you.
Oh, thank God you're having an affair.
Yes. I think it's like, I guess it's different couples. And like, you can still have like amazing sex and wild sex. But like, there is something like, if I were just at home doing the dishes and he just like is away working and he sent me his hard dick, I'd be like, what is going on?
Doing the dishes.
Am I going to pretend that, like, it's different when you're not and you don't live together and you're like, you lie, then you're like, oh my God, yeah, I just got out of the shower. What am I going to lie? I'd be like, no, be like, okay, I'm actually here cleaning up your cat's shit.
But I'm so hot right now.
Yeah.
I do think that's a difference between guys and girls, though, because guys would love a nude from a girl at any time of the day.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I mean, probably different girls. This could be just a me thing.
I think it's most women, though. I think all women are the same. No, but I think most men and most women, that's the deal.
I would say most women, too. Not all, but a good percentage don't find dick pics attractive.
I've never met a girl that wanted a dick
pic. It's more
then
just
again
like
it's my dick, so no one wants to see that.
It's more just like it's part of the like fun experience. Like he's bold, he sent it, you like requested it, hopefully. But like that's like it. You don't look at it and go, oh my God, I'm getting so wet for this floating penis. It's
floating
so
penis.
Out of context.
There's a green screen behind it.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. It's always weird. It's always like near something so they can make it look big, like the remote control or something like it.
Wait, have you received this picture mm-hmm. before next to the remote?
Yeah, not Leland. And then one time a guy showed me his picture of his penis. This is a comedian, actually.
What's his name?
I'm not saying. It was just random at a party, and he was like, my penis is like a Coke can. And I was like, okay.
That's
okay.
So specific.
And then he goes, do you want to see? And I went, okay, sure.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. And then he showed me. This was when I was like single, but I wasn't. I was also just more curious.
You're just curious.
Honestly, I wouldn't be annoyed if Leland, if you were in the same situation, just be out of fucking science. And
baby, I wasn't cheating on you. It's biology.
Yeah. But like, again, this was way before we were together. But he took out his phone. He showed me, and he has a dick pic of it beside a Coke can. And then I was like, yeah, that's like a Coke can. And then he was like, I don't know why I showed you this. Me neither.
Yeah, I can confirm that is a can of Coke.
And then it was awkward. Probably didn't see him for like 3 years later.
Wow.
And I'm sure he's forgotten about it now.
Where did he think that was going to go? Did he think you were going to be like, get me a can of Coke right now?
Well, it was only years later. I think maybe when I told Leland about it, he was like, yeah, he was like flirting with you. And I was like, I did not get
all right,
that.
Well, that's on you, I think. You have her to show you a dick pic.
Genuinely just thought, I don't
I
know.
Understand
the whole
your
situation
curiosity.
Was so weird that I kind of was like, but in what world would I go from, like, we're chatting to you showing me your, like, Coke cock, that I'd go, yeah, stick it in me. Like, I'm not, that's not how it works with women. That no, we don't go like, oh, wow, yeah, I really want that inside. Like, what porn fucking world is he in?
There probably is a can of Coke category.
Then I'm like, let's... No, I mean, it's fine. I don't give a fuck if your dick looks like a can of Coke or a box of tea or whatever. But in no world... Or like a long, skinny, small, whatever. But in no world would I see that and go, oh, yeah. We're at this party. Let's go to the bathroom. Like, you're fucking watching too much movies.
I get what you mean where you're like, it's so absurd where there's no way he thinks is going to work. But... Maybe he does. Like, what did he think
have,
was going to happen?
I never thought. I genuinely thought he was.
He's a comic, right?
Yeah, and
so I think there's a little bit of like, oh, it's a comic. This is a bit.
Yeah. He also has like some allegations against him.
Oh,
and it's known, by the way. But he's also very successful. But the problem with the, I guess, with the allegations is no one knows the truth of like
about
anybody.
A can of Coke.
It's so funny because anytime. So many people have talked to me about this over like the last 2 years, and they've been like, oh my God, he's so successful, he's doing so well, but like, I hear there's allegations, and everybody's like, I hear, but nobody knows what the allegations is, so it's not like
no one knows about the Coke.
Yeah, you can't like take him, like no one's taking him down because no one knows. It's kind of like a game of telephone at this point where it's kind of like, where did it come from? Is it legitimate? Was it true? Is it allegations? But it's the gossip. But anyway, so every time someone goes like, yeah, I hear there's allegations, I'm like, yeah, he showed me his penis? And they're always like, what? And I'm like, no, I did consent to it. But it's like pretty weird.
What if all of these allegations, this is like the worst Law and Order episode ever, it's like all these allegations involve a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Like he has this weird Coke kink. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you're the one person who's like, no, I did ask. Like I did say okay.
Yes, he asked for my consent. I said yes. This isn't like a Louis C.K. thing where I felt like I'd lose gigs if I didn't say yes. He wasn't successful at the time, so we were just at a party. I wasn't like, I feel obligated to look at your penis, you know? Because like sometimes there can be a power play, but it was just like, sure, I'm curious. I'd love to see what a Coke can penis looks like.
Damn, now I'm kind of curious.
If he listened to this, which he won't, he's too busy, he would know this was him.
I mean, I would hope.
So specific.
I would hope he's not that like delusional where he's like, oh, it could be someone else with a Coke can penis.
What a fun time.
That sounds like a good traditional Irish song. The fellow with the Coke can penis.
Ding, the ling, ding, ding. And then he had an argument with the Pepsi can penis. And then a bottle of 7-Up came along. Okay, where can people find you and what's going on and what's your life?
I was actually going to bring up, remember we were talking about that date with my sister had with the Irish guy?
Oh yeah, will she be okay with that?
I was telling her that we were talking about it because she wanted your advice on this. And then eventually I was like, you should just go on the podcast. I should just send her instead of me.
Yeah, she should come.
But, oh, so should I not talk about it then?
No, you should talk about it.
Okay. So we were talking, because I left you on a cliffhanger, because I was on a cliffhanger.
Oh my God, but, yeah. I've been thinking about it too.
Really?
I'm so invested in everybody else's love life.
I mean,
I'm just like in a happy relationship. So.
Exactly.
It's exciting.
It sucks. I'm so happy right now. I got to listen to your.
Because I'm so healthy. Please tell me he hate you. No, listen. Touch wood.
Wait, was it you that said like you're almost like you want people to have like some drama in their relationships because you're so bored because you're happy? I feel like someone said that to me recently.
No, I don't know. If I said anything, it was I do like hearing about people's relationship stuff. It's not that I don't want them to be happy, but it's exciting because you're like, he did what? And then you just go home to your happy relationship.
That's what my sister who's married, the oldest one, I have two that's married now, but they've been, her and my brother-in-law have been together since they're like 14 and they're like 35 now. So when they go on like date night, all they do is like talk about our drama, and it's like, I get it.
I know, that's so funny. Me and Leland, same. He'll be like, oh, did I tell you about that gossip? Like, we literally gossip to each other. We don't gossip to other people, but we'll be like, he'll always go, because he'll say now, did I tell you I have the tea? Which is so cute.
He calls over for some tea, and he gives you the tea. So my sister went on. My sister has dated a lot of Irish guys, and this recent one owns a business, and she's used to, like, Irish guys paying and having like the Irish flaws of like drinking too much or whatever, but early on it's usually good and fun. And this guy, he didn't have the flaws. Like, he didn't drink that much, and he had owned his own business, and he was fun, and it was great. And then she offered to pay on the date, and he took the offer.
And it was to split the check, or
it was to split. Yeah, it was to split. And then she was like, usually if a guy did that, I would just split it and then just not really talk to them ever again. It's like the first or second date. But she was like, but we're having so much fun. So I was just like, screw it. I'm going to call him out. And I was like, that was a test.
Yeah.
Like, that was to see if you would pay. Like, why didn't you pay? Blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, oh, I never pay for dates. Like, I just, you know, I don't go on a lot of dates and I don't pay, blah, blah, blah. And this is a guy with money. Yeah. So then she was conflicted and she was like, do I go on another date with him? We did have a lot of fun. He does seem good. Whatever. He's nice. He's funny. And
cheap fuck.
But she's like, I don't know, maybe he learns his lesson now.
Yeah.
Because I called him out.
Did they
maybe
go on a second date?
So
I'm so interested.
Can I get a drum roll? Leland's in the corner.
I don't know how to do drum rolls.
And then
I can do a baron.
There you go, even better. That's pretty. And then we were supposed to be on the same show on Saturday, and she was like, oh, I'm going to come to your show. Maybe Katie Boyle can give me some advice on this Irish guy. And then I was like, oh, she's not doing the show anymore. And she goes, oh, hello. I was like, you just wanted to see her? Yeah. I'm on the show too. I'm your brother. And then so I saw her yesterday, and she told me that she went on the date with him. And the check came, and he went to pay.
Yeah.
And then the waiter comes back and was like, there's a problem with the card. And he goes, oh, no, you could, I don't know if this is okay. But he goes, oh, no, you just got to tap it or whatever. Can I do Apple Pay? And they're like, no, it's just we only do it this way and it's not working. And then she had to pay for the whole thing. And he got like a steak and drinks and like it was so expensive. And then she was just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, my card, whatever. I'll go to the bank and I'll give you cash. And she's like, that's going to be even weirder. And then
she needs to get that cash.
Well, she was like, yes, but then they went to get the cash. She's like, this feels so weird. I was like, I love the visual of people at this restaurant watching you guys leave this restaurant, go across the street. He takes out cash and
like wads of crap. Yes.
And then she like didn't want to take it. And they went to like, he was like, should we go to another bar? And she's just like, I don't care. I don't know. She's like, so like, what the hell is going on? And then he's like trying to hand her cash under the table. And he was like, you are Irish. You just told me you wanted something and now you're not taking it.
That's very Irish. We get stubborn.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like weird with money. And then I think that's the end of that. But she was just like, what the hell? Like, this from the jump has been she told him this. She's like, you've been kind of like shady from the jump.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having fun. Like, you're cool. Yeah. But like, the thing happened where you didn't pay, but you own your own business. She was like, are you like bankrupt? Can you just tell me?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. It's just something happens with my card. I should have brought cash. And then,
he could Venmo her though. He's being like, I think he's being shady because he could Venmo her straight away and then she wouldn't even have to, you know, worry about it. Like, if he's, you know, he can just, if he has her phone number, he just put it into a Venmo. Revolut for the Irish listeners, but there's no excuse for this. Put the money in her bag.
Yeah, he like handed under the table and
did she get the money?
I think so. Should we call her?
Well, like, and the thing is, she, like, for the listeners, just like, not that we I'm like yeah, if the guy doesn't have money and but like you said before, whoever, like, if a guy invites you out on a date, it's like nice to pay, it shows you're a gentleman, it's like very sweet. And then usually the girl afterwards will be like, let me get drinks, or let me get, you know, so it kind of, it ends up balancing out eventually. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is that she did say, like, I want to be treated the first few dates. Like, that's just something I like. And I, you know, it shows me that you're like, whatever, not cheap. And so he should have 100%. There shouldn't have been a mistake. If he knows his card is weird, he should have brought, like, yeah, this is him not. And then it's also like, not only are you splitting the bill, men tend to order more expensive stuff or eat more. Like, anytime, like, when me and Leland go out, we live together, so it's fine if we split. But, like, just men do get ordered the more expensive. So, you know, it's, yeah, you know what I do sometimes? I'm such a fucking psycho with money. And we love each other and live together. But if you order something more expensive, like, because men, you guys do, what, you have to have the biggest steak in the world.
Hey, man.
And I'll be like, I know we're going to be fucking splitting this. So I'll be like, I like have an iced coffee, a glass of wine, a cocktail.
Equal.
I swear to God, I'm a lunatic.
You don't even want it. You're just like,
or if I go out with friends, because like there's certain times where, you know, you go out with people. Some friends are cool with you just being like, no. But a lot of time people just put down the card and they go, let's just split it equally because it's easier. Mm. And so I'm like, fuck's sake, everybody's having the fucking $28 salad, and now I gotta you know, I was just gonna have the salad, but now I'm also getting the steak if we're gonna be playing splitting it equally.
You're competing with
yeah, but I'm a weirdo with money. I get so, but I come from like broke mentality because we didn't have money growing up. There was times where we ate rice and sauce for like a week. And then my mother would just spend all the money when she'd get it on like buying my grandmother presents. It was such a weird experience where I'd know, like, we don't have money for, like, like, a, you know, certain things, like food. So, but that was, like, that also added to her, like, mental health issues where it was, like, she was always putting herself in a position where it was, like, a struggle. But, yeah, so I'm always nervous with money.
Partly an Irish thing, too, where it's, like, we were talking about this the other day, where it's, like, it's worse to be cheap than to be broke.
Yeah.
It was, like, I've come from a similar background where it's like, didn't always have money, but like never want to seem cheap.
Yeah, that's so why I'd like, never say I'm only had the salad. In my head I'm going, you fucking cunt. Right now I'd be like, of course, yeah, let's split it all. Or
yeah, I'd never be like, oh, but I only got this. Yeah,
I'd jump off a bridge. In my head I might be like, Jesus Christ. But I also like sometimes my, like, I'll go out with people and they'll the check will come and I'll just have my card out first and people be like, oh, I'll just Venmo you, and I'm like,
no.
Oh my God. Okay. This is like a lot of money. Yeah. And I can't Venmo request. That's so against Irish culture to do that. So sometimes they forget, but Americans are used to you just tallying up what they had. Now I have a job to do too. So I have to tally up what you had. I got a request from you. And then it's just like, oh, what? So, and now what I'll do is I'll take a picture of the receipt and I'll send it. And I'll go, heads up, you got, so you can Venmo me whenever. And then they still won't. And it's like, it gets to the point where you're like, I don't want to, like, I've said this to Leland before, I've been in situations where I'm like, should I tell them that they haven't paid? And he's like, yes, that's normal. They'll actually be annoyed because they probably forgot. They want to pay you. They don't expect you to have paid for a whole meal of theirs. They just forgot. You need to get more comfortable with this.
Mm-hmm. I just had this conversation with my sister because I do the same thing where I'm like, I feel like, is it passive aggressive to Venmo request? Is it passive, like, is it rude to ask for it? It was like, no, they owe you money. And then, yeah, I think a lot of times my friend the other day was like, bro, why didn't you just Venmo request me? I'm like, I know,
you're so Irish. And it's then, so uncomfortable.
But then my sister was like, you got to see who, like, doesn't pay you right away and just bring it up to them. And you know the people who are weird with money in your friend group, just set boundaries with them and say it straight up. Because otherwise, we'll just let it slide and then we'll end up, like, resenting them.
Yeah.
And it's like, then that's kind of on us.
Yeah, Leland was like, don't stop doing that. I hate it too, though, because sometimes they don't pay the right money either.
Yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't have guessed this, because when you guess, it's always less.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I have close friends
that overpay, though, which makes me feel... So my close friends always overpay, the girls. Mm. And it's so funny, because, like, they'll might have forgot or something, and then I'll be like, oh, did I send you my Venmo? And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then they overpay, and then I'm, like, paying back, like, $5. Yeah. And they're like, what are you doing? That's so stupid. And I'm like, no, because, like, what? You don't need to pay extra. Yeah. You don't need to tip me, too.
I will do that, like, just... I don't know why I would, like, overpay, and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Or, like, when my friend told me to Venmo request, I feel like I Venmo requested him less than what it was. I was like, what am I doing? Why?
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Well, we should wrap this up. Did you say your handle? Did you say your handle?
Liam Dalton Live, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Tinder.
Harry Lemon Show.
The Harry Lemon Show, last Wednesday of every month. QED Show, third Thursday of every month. Astoria, Queens. Ireland, I'll be there soon. Just come say hi to me, have a drink.
Yeah, you will be in Ireland. And then let me know if you need us to cut this out about your sister, or if we can keep it in. Give us some advice. What do you guys think?
Call in.
I just think as well, he should have just fought her on that. It would have been like very sweet. Like, no, I got this. And she would have been like, no, let me split. And if he had been like, no, I got this. It'd be you grab me a beer next time. That's the way it should be. It shouldn't be like, sure. And then my card doesn't work. Like, honestly, if this time around he had got it, and it would have been like grand. But yeah, what are you doing? You're going to go to the bank and give her cash? This is crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of weird stuff altogether.
I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. I hope.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun, and thank you, listeners. So /The Shift Podcast on Patreon. Go sign up. I'm going to put up a solo today. And what time is it? Oh my god. Oh, it's only 6. And follow Liam, and I'll Do It Myself album. Thank you for everybody who's listening. And it's on Spotify, iTunes, iMusic. My cousin was so funny. She was like, I haven't bought your album yet. She lives in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I can't figure out the iTunes stuff. And I was like, firstly, you don't even, like, oh, by the way, if you want to buy it, great. It's $10. But if you want to just listen for free, it's on Spotify for free. Or if you have a subscription to Apple Music, it's for free. So it's totally fine. Either way, it's just great to have it, even play it on mute in the background. But I was like, you don't need to buy it. And I was also like, I get it, because when the album came out, they were like, oh, you need to have iTunes to check the charts. And I was like, what? So I had to like download iTunes myself, and it's like so anyway.
But didn't you chart?
Work? For 3.5 days it was number one.
That's cool. I mean, it seems like you could just run with that and be like, it charted, doesn't matter how long it was.
One. 3.5 days is loads for me. I didn't even expect it to be one day. So and it's like, oh no, I can see that it has like that people are listening and paying for it, so I really appreciate you all, and excited for the next thing, and a Katie Boyle comic, and be careful.
Sorry.
Okay, love you all, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.